Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station. It is with great compassion that our network owner, Michelle E. Alford, provides to you an array of qualified hosts that share in the commitment to educate, entertain, motivate, inspire, heal, enlighten the spirit, and positively affect the human experience. It is with great pleasure to bring to you this segment of Here's to Your Health with Dr. Doris Moton Sproul, where your health is her business. Here's Dr. Doris Moton Sproul.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. Doris Moton Sproul. This is the place where your good health is my business. The young lady forgot to put that in there. Your good health, not your health, but your good health is my business. I was just calling. I want you guys to know tonight that I'm glad to be with you. Now, I wasn't here last week. We had a pre-recorded show last week, but I'm here in the studio tonight, live and in living color. Yeah, and it's good to be back. I was at a seminar on last week, and could not be here in person, but definitely here tonight. And let's start by an affirmation. Yes, my affirmation tonight says, creativity does flow through me. My creative thoughts empower me to act and follow through. I see solutions everywhere. I put information together in new and creative ways. I am a fountain of creativity. My creativity is unlimited. That's my affirmation for tonight. My creativity is unlimited. Yes, I'm sure your creativity is unlimited as well. And it's good to have you guys with me tonight. Thank you for joining me tonight on Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station, where we discuss natural, holistic means to helping you maintain, regain, and improve your health. Yes, using natural modalities. I am not a MD, a medical doctor. I am not a medical doctor, y'all. I'm a naturopathic doctor. And all that means is that I use natural protocols, modalities, such as God's pure herbs, exercise, other modalities to help the body do what it does so well, and that's heal itself. The body will heal itself if you give it what it needs. Good water, prayer, rather than systemic drugs. You know, did you know that every drug you take, there's a side effect? You may not see it, but your liver can tell you. Every drug that you take, every synthetic drug that you take has a side effect. Didn't know that, did you? I'm sure you did, as many as you health enthusiasts listen in. And I know that you know that there's nothing you can take into the body that's inorganic that won't cause side effects. So, yeah, we know that. So, listen, tonight let's share some good information, some accurate and thorough information. I want to share some information with you concerning a herb on tonight. It's called flax and flax lignans. But before I do that, I want to do something else. I want you to get your pencil and paper ready because I want to share something with you. I want to share with you 10 benefits of almonds. You know, we always hear about almonds are so good for you, almonds are so good for you, and they are. Almonds are really good for you. And I would suggest always soak your almonds first because there's an enzyme inhibitor on almonds that won't allow you to digest them properly if you don't soak them. So you should soak your almonds first And then I put them in the dehydrator, dehydrate them. And then you can, enjoy. So let me give you a little information on almonds. Almonds are low, are very low in cholesterol, okay? They may help you to lose weight. In fact, one study shows that those who include almonds as a source of healthy fat in their diet lost more weight and body fat than those who didn't. Even those who didn't include almonds had less fat in their diets. So it's just a good thing. Get you a, you know, a little handful of almonds, about 18, 20 almonds. You know, you don't want to sit down and eat a bag, okay? So they're really good in helping you to lose weight, and research has shown that. They are also full of hard, healthy, monounsaturated fats. And vitamin E, which is both essential to healthy to a healthy heart and functioning and prevention of disease. Okay? So almonds are just, they're really good for you. I can't stress that enough. They contain loads of magnesium, and magnesium is a mineral in which most people don't get enough of. Just 1/4 cup of almonds contain 24.7% of the recommended daily value of magnesium. Isn't that awesome? See, that's why we have to go back to the earth to get what we need in order to help our body maintain, regain, and improve itself, heal itself. You see, everything that we need comes from the earth. I was watching a program the other night on one of the educational channels, and it was showing how we should, you know, grocery shop, the aisles to go down and stay on the outer perimeters. And when we do that, you know, you find yourself getting products and shopping that's more conducive to the way that we should eat. You know, stay away from the dairy, all that's around on one side, but mainly to hit the fruits and the vegetables and things like that. Stay those inner aisles, you don't want to get tangled up in those inner aisles. So that was the logistics of that. They're full of heart healthy monounsaturated fats, and they contain loads of magnesium, and they help you to lose weight, but also almonds lower the rise in blood sugar and insulin that happens after eating. And that makes them a good tool in the arsenal against what? Diabetes. They're calling it diabesity these days. Diabetes. It makes it a wonderful arsenal to have in the fight against diabetes. They're loaded with good antioxidants. They are full of good antioxidants. Don't remove the skin. Do soak them, but don't remove the skin, because almonds contain at least 20 powerful antioxidant flavonoids that's in the skin. So you don't want to remove the skin. You want to leave that on there. They reduce the C reactive protein levels just as well as the statin drug C reactive protein, that CRP, and they help to lower that in the body level. And anybody that's having any problems with your liver, you know about that. The CRP is a plasma protein produced by the liver that when it's elevated, it is an indication of inflammation in the body. So you want to really, you know, take heed to some of this information and listen, go get you some good organic almonds that has not been pasteurized, okay? Okay, so now inflammation is believed to increase the risk of health problems and disease such as diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease. And we're hearing so much nowadays about this inflammation in the body. Everybody is talking about having so much inflammation. Everybody is stressed out, and they're eating the wrong thing. A lot of times we're eating comfort foods just so we can, you know, alleviate some of the stress for the moment. We're hearing a lot about who do you know now that don't have these aches and pains and this fibromyalgia? I tell you, everybody I talk to is saying that they have fibromyalgia. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Do you know the only thing that the fibromyalgia is inflammation? It's due to inflammation in the body. We got to get rid of some of this inflammation, guys. And it all stems from what we put in our mouth. What are you eating? What are you ingesting? It goes back to that. And we have to be conscientious consumers. We have to know what we're putting in our body. Almonds contain boron. Boron is a nutrient that researchers suggest may prevent men, listen to this, you guys that's on tonight, listen to this. Almonds contain boron, and research studies suggest that there's a nutrient, that nutrient, boron, may help to prevent prostate cancer. Protein, don't even think about asking a vegetarian or a vegan how they get enough protein. 1/4 cup of almonds contain more protein than an egg. You know, and remember one time I was telling you guys about how overrated protein is. That's the first thing a person want to know. How do you get your protein? I get my protein the same way that cows get its protein that you eat. I eat the plants like it eats. You see, protein is so overrated. We have so much protein in our bodies now until our body is secreting calcium in our urine. You see, we are a nation that actually gets too much protein. Bacon and eggs for breakfast. A Whopper with quarter pounder with cheese for lunch, a steak for dinner, that is too much protein. We don't need that much protein in our bodies. And see, when we begin to ingest all these animal proteins, we suffer the consequences for it. Everybody you think about talking to now is suffering from gout. I got a friend, his feet is so bad. Him walking, it's like he's walking on hot coals. And when you ask him, what's going on? What's wrong? Why are you limping? Oh, this gout. You know, and just dealing with it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, well, the doctor said that. Do you understand that gout is because you've got too much uric acid? You see, we've got to take back control of our own health, people. We've got to do that because, listen, if you don't pay attention to your health now, your health will demand your attention later. We have got to take control of our own health and stop putting our health in the hands of somebody else. You know, my doctor is not responsible for my health. I'm responsible for my health. I'm responsible how I feed myself and the rest I get and the proper water and the exercise. I hold myself responsible for that, as we all should, you see. So tonight we just want to, I just want to mainly share some things with you because it's just so good to be back tonight. Sugar, I had an email, somebody asked me in the email, can I talk a little bit about sugar? Well, you know, you've often heard me say that I think sugar should really have a skull and crossbone on the box or the packets or whatever. I really do. In fact, there's a book that I would suggest you get. I don't know the author right offhand. In fact, I have it in my library. It's called Suicide by Sugar. I'll Google it. And that's one book that you should have. There's several reasons why sugar ruins your health. And, I mean, just to touch on a few of them, sugar can suppress the immune system. And we eat so much sugar. We eat, from what I understand, we eat like 10 times more sugar than we did a decade ago. Sugar is in everything. They're hiding it in all sorts of things. They're using terms such as high fructose corn syrup. Sugar upsets the minerals in the body. Sugar causes hyperactivity and anxiety and difficulty concentrating and crankiness in children. You know, and we wonder why so many times you look at kids in school and they're not doing as well as they can, and they got the halls just riddled with all these pop machines, Mountain Dew and all these pops and all these honey buns and things like that. And this is what kids are eating before they go into class. And then you wonder why little Bobby and little Baby and them won't sit down in their seats. It's not because they won't. It's because they can't after eating all the sugar. You see what I'm saying? So sugar is really detrimental to our health. Sugar produces a significant rise in triglycerides. Yep. Sugar contributes to the reduction in defense against bacterial infections. It can cause kidney damage. It reduces the high density of lipoprotein, the LDL. Sugar leads to chromium deficiency. There's nothing good to be said about it, as a matter of fact. There is nothing good to be said about sugar. It contributes to obesity, to diabetes. It causes food allergies. It can cause cataracts. And, man, let me tell you something. Sugar can cause candida. That's yeast infection, an overgrowth of yeast. Candida albicans. It causes yeast infection. And do you know sometimes when we get to eating sugar, it makes you want even more and more? Haven't you heard people say, I just got to have something sweet. I need something sweet. I just got to have something sweet. They're right, because it's very addictive. We have got to know, and there's another book, I want you to write this down. It's by Nancy Appleton, a PhD. She wrote a book called Lick the Sugar Habit. Get that book. It's a good book. We've got to find out, our kids eat so much sugar, we're eating sugar, everybody is eating sugar, just an overabundance of sugar, and we've got an overabundance of health issues going on too, as well. Okay? So, listen, read the labels. Check the labels of the things that you read. High fructose corn syrup, all of these sugars that they're hiding in everything. But once we become consumer literate, once we become educated consumers, we won't ingest all these things that's not good for us. And it's simple. It's just read the label. Eat things that come and they're closest to their original form and their original packaging. Some suggestions. One thing. How can you mess up with eating lettuce or kale or carrots? You see what I'm saying? That kind of thing. So that's exactly what I'm talking about tonight. We've got to know that what we're eating is literally killing us. You know, I always tell you guys to get this DVD called Eating, Third Edition. Oh, there's lots of them. Food, Inc. Pick up these DVDs. Educate yourself. We have got to become more educated. I want you guys to know, if you have a question, I have a lot of stuff to go over tonight, but I will be taking questions. If you have any questions, please press option 1 on your telephone keypad tonight, and you can feel free to come in and ask your question. Oh, wait a minute. We have a question now coming from the 276 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hello. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Yes, I don't have a question. I just had a comment. A good book to give would be Creation of the Superman by Dr. Charles Bernard. He talks about sugar, how at the end of the age of prohibition, confectioners went up because they know people would be addicted to it to replace alcohol, because once it gets into your system and you digest it, it turns into alcohol in your stomach. And also, some people can, go overboard on sugar because they aren't getting sugar in their life. In other words, they aren't getting love in their life, because you'll see a lot of nurses who work in a hospital, they overweight because they take on the stresses of their environment, and they'll go overboard on the sugar and then gain weight and do all the other deleterious effects of it.
Yeah, because really sugar can act as an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
It causes contentment. Yeah, so I could see that. But listen, do me a favor. Repeat the name of that book again, so that the listeners tonight can write that book down.
Okay, it's Creation of the Superman by Dr. Raymond Bernard, and it talks about sugar. It talks about health in general. How to basically to eat the right food. Also, if you eat the right food. This is especially important for men. If you eat the right food and stay away from the meat, you won't go overboard on sex either, because you'll be losing your zinc and all of that, and that causes your lifespan to diminish. So it's a very good book.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, caller. Thank you for sharing that with us tonight. Your comment is very much appreciated. Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I hope you guys got that. Creation of the Superman by, I think he said, Dr. Raymond Bernard. Hey, get the book. We can't do enough educating with ourselves. We have got to become more educated. We've got to become, I'll say it over and over, we've got to become more conscientious consumers. Because you know what? If we don't buy it, they won't sell it. You see, we're buying it and they're selling. There's a profit to be made. And it's at our expense. You see, it's at the demise of thousands of people. I've never seen so many people with an overgrowth of yeast as I have in these days. You know, when I was coming up, we didn't get much sugar. We didn't do a lot of sugar. But now everywhere you look, the candy, and like I said, it's subtle forms. It's in subtle forms everywhere. That's why we got to read the labels. You see, we have got to read the labels. I have a recipe tonight that was given to me, and it's for a detox juice. It's called a green juice detox. And one of my listeners said, you know, Dr. D, I like this green juice detox. It has been very beneficial to me, and I'm sharing the recipe with you, and I'm going to share it with you guys. And it consists of, it's called the green juice detox, and it consists of 4 celery sticks, 4 kale leaves, 3 green apples, 1 long cucumber, 1 whole lemon, a small piece of ginger, or ginger to your taste, okay? Mix it all up in a high-power blender, and voila, you have it, the green juice detox, okay? Okay, I said I would share that, and I want to do just that. Something came across my desk today, and I said that I had to share it with you guys, and it's concerning flossing. How many of you floss? You know that flossing is part of oral hygiene. I know, unfortunately, oral care isn't taken very seriously these days. And according to recent surveys, It was found that only 49% of Americans floss daily, and only about 10% of people ever floss, or 10% of people never floss. Yeah, that's it, 10% of people never floss. Flossing is good for your teeth. Why? Because flossing carries immense benefits and does not require much time. You know, you think that flossing takes a lot of time. It doesn't. It does not take a lot of time at all or even effort on your part. And your teeth are one of the most important parts of your face and your body. Without strong teeth, you won't be able to chew properly. Therefore, you won't be able to digest your food. And without clean teeth, your smile will always be incomplete. You ever seen people, they look good, but then when they flash that smile, it's just like, wow, blah. You see, flossing is so very important. A lot of people feel that proper brushing is sufficient to maintain good health and oral hygiene. And brushing, don't get me wrong, good proper brushing is important. But a study was carried out with 51 twins and published in the American Journal of Podiatry, and it says, in this research, one of the twins were asked to brush while the other was asked to brush and also to floss. Later on, their oral hygiene was tested, and the results showed that 38% of the twins who brushed and floss had less bleeding of the gum. That's right. 38% of the twins who brushed and also floss had less bleeding of the gum. Now, brushing without flossing is like cleaning only 65% of your teeth, leaving the rest of the 35% still dirty. Imagine your house being left 35% dirty every day. A day will come when it will become absolutely unbearable. So it's important to floss. What are some of the benefits of flossing? Excuse me. Dentists will always stress upon the various advantages of flossing when you visit. And there's a wonderful array of reasons why. Because first of all, it prevents teeth disease, gum disease. Flossing helps to prevent a wide variety of diseases of the mouth and gum. One very particular one is periodontal disease and gingivitis. So since dentists are extremely expensive, y'all, it pays to floss. And it's quite economical. And you know what? It doesn't cost a lot to floss your teeth. In fact, flossing material, it's very inexpensive. So it behooves you to just begin to floss. If you're not flossing, start flossing. Because it's also proven that men with periodontal disease had a 70% risk of developing a coronary disease, which is a heart disease, and a 40% risk if they had gingivitis. So now considering the fact that 2/3 of the United States population is infected with gingivitis, isn't that a thought? Think about that the next time you go to lock lips with somebody. You know, it's necessary that we prevent it by flossing on a regular basis. Flossing also helps to remove bacteria. Now, according to research done by Howard University, flossing removes bacteria and plaque from your teeth and your gums. And this is exceptionally beneficial because plaque can penetrate into your bloodstream, causing your arteries and your veins to clog up. Did you know that? Yeah, plaque. Now, the root of all evil is when it comes to periodontal disease. It's that plaque that forms on your teeth every 24 hours. And this is why it's so important to floss your teeth. Even after you have your teeth clean, right after your teeth are clean, plaque starts forming on your teeth. And the plaque is the most dangerous enemy of your teeth. Therefore, remove the evil of this enemy by flossing every night. No, you know, we don't do fluoride, right? Okay, okay. Just wanted to put that out there. No, we don't use any toothpaste with fluoride in it. Fluoride is a killer. That's a whole different show, though. That's something we're getting to. But it prevents teeth disease, it prevents gum disease, it prevents bacteria, it removes bacteria, it also cleans residue after your meals. So flossing is very important. It prevents tooth loss. If you've ever had to take in food without chewing it, you would better know, you know, just exactly what I'm talking about. Tooth loss is one of the worst things that can happen to a person. Artificial teeth never make up for your natural teeth. I used to tell my children that when they were young all the time, because I had a, you know, if we could go back and know then what we know now, I had a partial that has two teeth in it. And I would always tell them, I'd say, do you want this? Do you want to have to do this? When they're brushing their teeth or when they got so they say, well, I don't want to brush my teeth. I say, okay, so do you want to do this? You want to have to take this out? And I would take my partial out and show it to them. I'd say, is this what you want? You know, and they'd be like, oh, no. I said, okay, then brush your teeth, floss your teeth. You know, take time to take care of your teeth. Because, I mean, it's no fun having a partial, having artificial teeth that you have to maintain, you see. And I believe telling it like it is. I'm just straight up no chaser, you know. I did my grandchildren the same way. Brush your teeth. Take care of your teeth because they are so very important to you. Flossing also helps to prevent heart attacks, believe it or not, because flossing can reduce the risk of heart attacks. And this is because gum disease can lead to what? Heart attacks. And if you prevent gum disease by flossing properly, it automatically reduces the risk of heart attacks. Another astounding benefit of flossing is that people who floss, researchers say, live 6 years longer than those who don't. Now, I mean, it's beneficial for us to floss, y'all. You know, it protects your arteries. Flossing reduces bacteria in the mouth, which may otherwise enter the bloodstream and contribute to, remember we was just talking about inflammation? Well, it can attribute to inflammation and clogged arteries. So it's a good thing to just floss. And it reduces the risk of diabetes. Flossing reduces periodontal disease, which appears to make insulin resistance worse. So when blood sugar levels rise, it leads to increased blood insulin, which has undesirable effects, such as the development of type 2 diabetes. So we just got to start flossing. We got to, you know, take time. It's something that when I fly, I always, this sticks in my mind. You know, we're so busy taking care of everybody else. And sometimes we'll just scrimp on ourselves. We just rush. We don't take care of ourselves. We don't get proper sleep. We don't do what we're supposed to do, what we're supposed to do for ourselves, because we take care of everybody else. But, you know, when I'm flying, one thing always sticks in my mind. When I hear the flight attendant, when she's explaining how these are the emergency exits and this and that, and when this little bag falls down, and if something should happen, and the first thing she say is, before you help somebody else put their mask on, you put your mask on. And that's what we have to do. We have to begin to take care of ourselves. We have to begin, put your own mask on first. You see, take care of yourself. Exercise. Get the proper sleep. Get your rest. Because what? Because you are important to you. A lot of times we think that, you know, we got to do all these other things for everybody else. you know, it's so important. I got to take care of them because if I don't, they won't do it. And this, but listen, check out the equation with you not being there. What's going to happen if you're not there? Then they're going to go on and do what they have to do for themselves. That's exactly what's going to happen. So, you know, we got to take care of ourselves. I just want to remind you guys that if you have any questions tonight, feel free to press option one on your keypad tonight. I also want to remind you that go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info, and check it out, see what we're doing. We have an upcoming chat and chew on the fourth Friday of this month. That's April the 27th. And that chat and chew, the theme of that chat and chew is assisting your body in the healing process, assisting the body in healing itself, because the body will heal itself. So we're going to be sharing some we're going to be chatting about good information on helping the body repair, rejuvenate, maintain, heal, and regain itself as we chew on some nice, healthy, raw, and vegan foods. So check it out. That's going to be the 27th, the fourth Friday of this month, and it's going to be at 7 o'clock p.m., I'm sorry. And, yeah, we'd love to have you come out and show your face and just pick up some healthy, some accurate and thorough information so that we can take it back out. When we learn things, we don't learn them just for us. You know, it's to be shared. We have to share with others what we learn. You know, and we learn in so many different ways. You know, the gentleman earlier, the caller earlier was talking about, you know, cutting out meat. You know, we have that. Now, that's one wagon we really got to get off of. We got to put this meat aside. I would suggest you guys on Sunday mornings when you're up, say around 7 o'clock, tune in to 1200 a.m., and you'll hear another naturopathic doctor discuss a lot of healing modalities, natural modalities, but one you will also hear him discuss is we got to leave that meat alone, y'all. And we have got to leave that meat alone. So it's they have very informative conversations. So if you're up that early in the morning, by all means, tune in. Also, I want you to know that for those of you that's interested in pure herbs, go to my website, take a look at you know, some of the herbs that Pure Herbs offer. They offer tinctures, extracts. If you're interested in extracts, then Pure Herbs is a company that's been in business close to 40 years, and they have some of the best herbs that you will find anywhere. In fact, one of the herbs that I'd like to discuss with you tonight is a herb called flax. And flax lignin, and it's a very old and effective remedy, and it's really known as a universal healer. Flax lignins is the covering of the flax seed, and like I said, it's been around for forever. It dissolves cholesterol. It reduces triglycerides. Triglycerides is a type of body fat. Okay, it reduces it to normal. And please note that when dissolving chunks of cholesterol into small harmless pieces, sometimes a cholesterol test may show elevated levels of cholesterol. But now, this doesn't mean that your cholesterol has increased. It means that your cholesterol is being broken up and can be ready and can be read by a test while the body is flushing it out. So that's something that you should know, okay? You know that I love flax. I ingest flax every single day. I do it in a plethora of ways, on salads, and water, in smoothies, in just various ways. I love flax. and flax can be used to kill the bad cells of the body. And the way it does this is by starving them and then by feeding the good cells. Flax is helpful for injuries both inside of the body and also outside of the body. Flax also helps to strengthen weak areas of the body, such as ruptures or varicose veins, and it also helps to heal the urinary and the reproductive tract. Flax is it's a swift and effective remedy for the body, to help the body, to aid the body, to assist the body in healing itself. Okay? Another thing, flaxseed helps in Crohn's disease and diverticulitis and diverticulosis. Flaxseed is gluten-free. It is gluten-free. Now, studies show that substantial reductions in cholesterol levels can happen just by adding raw ground flaxseed to your diet. And there's so many ways you can do this, just like I named some, putting it on your salad, you know, putting, for those of you that do cook foods, putting it in your cook foods, putting it on your steamed, lightly steamed vegetables. Because I do realize I had someone sent me an email one day say, Dr. D, not everybody is raw. And I said, I do realize that. I do realize that. Not everyone is raw. But every step you make towards a consciousness of bettering yourself and your health, it's one for the home team, okay? So that's why I said, if you are eating, you can on your baked potatoes, on different things. And if you want to know more ways to use ground flax, shoot me an email. I'll send you some ways to use it. I'll send you 101 ways you can use flax seeds. Okay? It's good for the blood sugar. Like I said, flaxseed is a low glycemic food, and it has, in fact, it has on the glycemic index, it's about 32. It's good for any kind of inflammation ailments, inflammatory ailments. The lignans are found in the hull of the seed, and many people have experienced relief from inflammation by using flaxseed, by ingesting flaxseed. Inflammation problems such as arthritis, joint pain, back pain, any kind of sinus problems and asthma problems, flaxseed has been very instrumental in helping to relieve these ailments. Ladies, hormones, flaxseed is an excellent plant source of estrogen, isoflavones, and plus the lignans found in flaxseed may be a great alternative or supplement to hormone replacement therapy. It's excellent. I mean, I can't say enough about it. Breast cancer and prostate cancer, it's been very instrumental in the prevention of both. More and more studies are showing now that lignans protect against these two types of cancer. It's a brain food. The omega-3 found in flaxseed provides the brain with essential fatty acids, omega-3, and omega-3 may be very beneficial for brain development in children, prevention of memory loss, and it may contribute to the treatment of depression and mood disorders such as ADD and ADHD. So it's a wonderful thing. We need to get on the flax, and Pure Herbs have a wonderful flax for those of you that don't have time. And you know what? No, I'm not going to say that, because everybody should have time and take time, like I said earlier, for you. You see, if you have to get up maybe a half an hour earlier, you know, take time for you. Flax is also awesome for healthy skin. The omega-3 in flaxseed may contribute to improved skin conditions such as psoriasis and eczema or acne, and even dry skin. For those of you that often ask me about weight loss, We are a nation of obese people, and we can do something about it. Flaxseed is just one of many ways to weight loss or maintaining your weight. The omega-3 and flaxseed are good fats that tell your brain you're full, while the fiber in flaxseed helps the body work hard to break down the food. I mean, wow. Need I say more? So just consider flaxseed. In fact, I have a friend, her name is Dr. Laney, and sometimes she'll come on and she'll talk about flaxseed. She is a flaxseed expert. This lady has been doing flaxseed for the longest. I'll let her tell you next time she's on how old she is, because she don't mind telling you. But she just loves flaxseed. And one of the flaxseeds that she promotes, it's from Utah. And the Mormons produces this flaxseed, and it's by coal milling. And one day we'll talk about that more, about the different processes, the different ways that different flaxseed is processed. Okay, I just want to remind you guys that if you have any questions, comments tonight, feel free to press option 1 on your keypad. And you can chime in with us tonight and share a little tidbits. If you have anything you'd like to share tonight, feel free to do so. Calcium. Someone was asking me earlier about calcium and how do you get calcium other than drinking cow's milk? And, I find it so ironic that we are the only animals that after we are weaned from our mother's milk, you know, that we'll drink the milk of another animal. And that's just, it's so amazing to me. And I happened to share with this person. I said, well, you know, you can get an abundance of calcium from vegetables, from legumes, from grains, from fruits. And she said, from vegetables? And I said, of course. You didn't know that? And she said, but I didn't think that, you know, I thought you had to just get it from milk. I've always heard all my life that milk builds strong bones. And I said, wow, isn't that something? I said, do they also tell you that milk is also linked to type 1 juvenile onset diabetes and other serious conditions? You know, have you heard that? And why is it that in Africa or in a lot of the third world countries, they don't have any they don't drink an abundance of milk, and they don't have an abundance of diseases such as osteoporosis and things like that? They don't have calcium deficiencies. They have an overall deficiency, but it's not just a per se calcium deficiency. But let me share something with you. Calcium can be found in, listen, broccoli has 62 milligrams of calcium. Brussels sprouts, a cup of Brussels sprouts, have 56. Butternut squash, one cup baked, has 84 milligrams of calcium. Cauliflower, about 20. In one cup. Collard greens has 266 milligrams of calcium in one cup of collards. Kale, one cup of kale has 94 milligrams of calcium. A sweet potato, one cup baked, has 76 milligrams of calcium. So you see, there's no deficiency when we eat the foods that we were meant to eat. There's no deficiency. We'll never have a deficiency when we eat like we're supposed to eat. I often say we came from the earth. When we go back to the earth to maintain, regain, and improve our health, that is when you find that there is no deficiency. It's only when we want to have it somebody else's way, you know, like have it their way, have it your way by having it doing it their way, that's when deficiency sets in. But when you eat like the body was designed to eat, it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. All of these, when you feel all these cravings, you know, you'll find that they will absolutely diminish. You won't find yourself eating, just eating to eat. A lot of times we eat like that because we're not fulfilling the need, the adequate need that our bodies have, and we're trying to replace it with something else. You see, like when you're thirsty. How many times when you're thirsty, you grab a soda or something like that instead of drinking some good water? Sometimes you can drink sodas and some of everything, but it still will not quench that thirst like a nice cold or nice glass of good water. And you know my preference is alkaline. I do alkaline water, and we're going to have Dr. Carol Fisher on, and she's going to talk to you about alkaline water. In fact, we're looking forward to trying to get her on next week. So you want to tune in and to listen to this doctor. She's a chiropractor. She's also a naturopathic doctor, and she is a big proponent for alkaline water. So, you know, when you do give your body what it needs, you don't have any problem with things. So it's just about doing what we know to do. That's it. It's easy. It's ever so easy. Just do what we know to do. And how? Your body will let you know. I'm not talking about just when we're craving all these sweets. See, we have to clean the body. We have to cleanse it, get it cleansed. We just did our spring cleanse. You know, we did a spring cleanse, and boy, did it ever feel good. It feels good to just take some time and just work on you, spend some time with you. Sometimes I'll shut myself off, and I'll read, and I'll just spend time just nurturing me, just taking care of me. Because I'm always on the go helping so many other people. And a friend of mine mentioned to me the other day, she said, you know what, Dr. D, we have to just take some time for ourselves, because I'm hearing of so many naturopathic people and people in the holistic realm of things going on in their bodies. And it's because we're not taking time for ourselves. So this is something that we've got to do, y'all. We've got to take care of us. I mean, if we don't, then we're the only ones to blame, because we know better. We know what to do. So do what you know to do. Right? Okay. I want to thank you guys for listening in tonight to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. Doris Moton-Sproul. And Here's to Your Health is brought to you every Tuesday from 9 to 10. And we're brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network station. I want to encourage you guys to listen in on other nights of the week. We have a really awesome lineup, so just check us out online. Check us out at blogtalkradio.com/poetic. Energy Network Station, the Poetic Energy Network Station, and see the lineup that we have for different nights of the week. You will be glad you did, because I'm so glad that you did. And I want to encourage you all to be good to yourself. You know, take some time for yourself. Do for you. Eat some good things. Eat an apple. How many of you are eating that? You know, I am so thankful for those of you that email me and call me and let me know that some of the things that you're hearing here on Here's to Your Health is working for you. I had a young lady to email me, and she said, you know what? I thought it was just so funny until I laughed when I heard you say, Just start by doing this one thing, just eating one good organic apple a day. Just start there. She said, I just laughed. I thought, how silly. How silly. What could eating one apple a day do? She said, but in the midst of me eating one apple a day, it made me rethink the other things that I was eating. And that's the whole point of it. You see, sometimes you can bombard people with so many different things. Okay, and do this and do this and do that. Let's just start here. Get you a good organic apple and eat a one good organic apple every single day. And then you end up, you tell me like this young lady told me how silly you thought it was. Because at one point I thought it was silly too. Out of everything else I'm doing, you're just going to say just eat one apple. But then after you do it, come back and tell me what happened to you. Because I so enjoyed reading her email when she told me, she said, you know what, I'm not laughing anymore. And I'm also not doing this and not doing that. And I'm taking time to put my gym shoes in my bag when I go to work. And on lunch, during my lunch, I'm walking, you see, from one apple. But just try it. Just try it. Sometimes, you know, it's the simple things that can confound the wisdom of those that think they're so smart. So just get that one apple and commit to eating that one organic apple every single day. And then, you know, you too, like the young lady Shay Shay did, drop me an email at ybpo411@yahoo.com and let me know. I mean, whether it did anything, whether it helped you to be more conscientious and change anything, or whether it didn't. Just, you know, I often say, I want to hear your comments. I want to hear your constructive criticism. I want to hear what would you like to hear discussed on Here's to Your Health. You know, let's talk about it. Because you know what? You are the reason that I am here. You're the reason that I do this every single week. So let's talk, okay? So on that note, I'd just like to say thank you so very much for listening in tonight. My faithfuls are always there, and I thank you so very much. Thank you to the young man for sharing with us tonight. I'm going to have some more info on you. In fact, next week I'm going to have a book list. Someone said that I give out books from time to time, and they'd like to know kind of like a book list. So I'm putting together some of the books that I'm reading and have read and have been very beneficial to me in this plight for better health. And I'll start giving those out. You know, I'd even like to do a book club. Let's start reading a book together and sharing thoughts on it. And I want to just take this time to say thank you. Thanks for tuning in, because you don't have to, and I don't take that. So thank you for taking time out of your busy day to join me here on Here's to Your Health. I appreciate you, and I am so thankful that you allowed me to share some of your day. Thanks, guys. Let's do it again next week, right here on Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. Have a wonderful night, and be good to you.